Monday night on Blog Talk Radio. It's time for the nerds to come out.
Mowing my front lawn. I know they're all thinking I'm so white and nerdy. It's just too white and nerdy. Thinking just too white and nerdy. Can't you see I'm white and nerdy? Look at me, I'm white and nerdy.
At MIT, got skills, I'm a champion of D&D. MC Escher, that's my favorite MC. Keep your 40 out, just have an Earl Grey tea. My rims never spin, to the contrary, you'll find that they're quite stationary. All of my action figures are cherry. Stephen Hawking's in my library.
Look at me, I'm white and nerdy.
You're listening to Nerdwave Radio.
Welcome to Nerdwave Radio right here on Blog Talk Radio and the YouTubery. I'm Derek, this is Terry. Today, we're... What are you doing?
Sorry. Texting.
It's like school, man. Please turn off your...
Turn off all your electronics. And
all
your
electronics.
In the upright position.
That's exactly right. If you want to find out more about us, go and check us out at nerdwavetonight@gmail.com. You can email us, but you can find us on the interwebbery at nerdwaveradio.com. I want to go back real quick to this because nerdwavetonight@gmail.com is our email. Last week, we played a song during the break, and we told anybody that if they listened to it and would email us and tell us what it was, what it was from, or the name of it, or some obscure whatever,
they would get their choice of Princess Adala.
Yeah.
Adala?
Princess Amidala.
Amidala.
Yep. What's his name? Green Freak in the middle here. Yoda.
Yoda.
Or Jar Jar Binks.
Yes.
Star Wars, Pizza Hut, Taco Bell,
and love
whatever.
Of characters.
Yes, Jar Jar. You would get a choice of those with the straws in them, big giant cups. If you did not get it, if you did not see it, go back to Nerdwave Radio on Blog Talk Radio. You'll find it. We'll put the link up on our Facebook. You can find us on our Facebook at Nerdwave Radio. So
we will throw out a hint.
So you can either check us out on nerdwaveradio.com. You can check us out. Even go to your mobile, m.nerdwaveradio.com. Go to our Facebook. We'll put the show back up there. Nobody got it. Nobody did. Yeah.
We had quite a few guesses.
Yes.
All wrong.
All wrong. What's the hint?
Obscure TV show.
It was an obscure TV show.
I would say the 70s. So that's how obscure it is.
Okay.
And we actually mentioned it. So
we did.
Boom.
We did?
We did.
I don't remember doing that.
Yes, we did mention it
a
couple of times.
We mentioned it. So. We got it. Yeah. So go back to last week's show. All you have to do, easiest way to do it is go to m.nerdwaveradio.com on your mobile phone. Go down to where it says YouTube or it says videos. Click on it. The video from last week will be there. Go about halfway through to the commercial. That'll be it. Listen to it. Email us, nerdwavetonight@gmail.com. Let us know that if you got it right, you'll have one of these free.
One of these lovely items could be yours.
I got it in, we called it Space Junk. I got it at a yard sale. We opened them up last week.
They were still in the package, so it's not like they've been used.
Yeah, they were still in the package. We opened them up and stuck the straws in them. There they are.
So the collector value of them has gone down.
Gone down just a tad bit from about $4.69 to about $2.35. So if you're trying to pick them from us to put them on eBay, you're screwed. All right, forget that. There's no possible way that you can do that. But, yeah, check us out on nerdwave.com. Also, I've done this on all my shows so far, but I've got to tell this is it's absolutely hilarious. You probably won't find it. When you talk about the realm of nerds and geeks, and it's not so at all, but had the opportunity to go to my son's state speech and debate tournament this weekend. He got sixth in the entire state in duo interpretation. Very proud of him, but here's probably one of the funniest things that happened. I don't know how to interpret it, but it happened. We announced it on the Derek and Jess and the Family Nest show. Which is another sister show that we have. So anyway, at the end of all of it, they get these packets that have all of the judges' notes. So obviously when they go in and they do their duo interpretation, the judge takes notes and puts it down on there and everything. And so they can get them and say, okay, this is what the judge liked, this is what it was, didn't like. Maybe I can change some things.
Well, that's nice.
Whatever. Well, Jeremy and Jacob made it to the finals, which is amazing. Six teams out of the entire state of Colorado, not just 3A, whatever, the entire state, every duo interpretation team that made it to state, they were in the top six. So they ended up getting sixth place out of the finals. They opened up the packet. Okay. Now what you got to remember is Jacob's wearing a red shirt and a red and black tie as he's doing the duo interpretation. He looks down on one of the judges in the finals. There were three judges, so he looks down at one of these pages. Okay.
Yeah.
Just on the page, no context to it at all. It just says, "Quote, guy in red shirt, you a full grown man." What the hell? What is that?
It's the beard. It's the beard. He's got a growth going there.
So
it looks good.
So
He's a handsome young man.
The whole point was, what's the big deal? You a full grown man. I thought, and I've said this before on other shows, I think it was like the Little League type thing. Remember when the team from America, Little mm-hmm. League, they got their championship taken away from them because they were stealing guys who were too old?
Right.
I think what happened was, I think the judge thought that Jeremy went out and got a full-grown man to do his duo interpretation.
You?
Yeah. Anyway, very proud of them. Speech and debate place out of duo interpretation. Fine job. Well done.
Wonderful job.
We wanted to point out a few things that we were looking at on Nerdwave Radio. If you go to nerdwaveradio.com, we've got a couple links there that are pretty cool. There's nerdbastards.com, which is one that I like going to. Yeah. And some things came out on that, and you're going to help me with this because I don't know anything about it. It says Russo Brothers to direct the Avengers Infinity War 1 and 2. Avengers Infinity War is coming out in Part 1, May of 2018, Part 2 of 2019. I don't know anything about that. Is that part of Marvel Universe? Is that part of Age of Ultron?
I honestly don't know.
I don't know.
It does not ring a bell with me. I'm wondering if that's something fairly new. It's been a while since I've read really good comic books anymore.
I don't know anything
towards Batman.
Anyway, it's coming out. Avengers Infinity War 1 and 2. And it's coming out in 1819. Here's another thing. Jennifer Lawrence signs on and confirms that X-Men Apocalypse is going to be her last show as Mystique. Are you an X-Men fan? I love X-Men.
I love the classic X-Men. Well, I like the new ones.
What's
too.
The difference?
Yeah. Well, in the
comics,
Marvel universe, yeah. You know, they grow up, they move on, they do better things. Some die off. They bring in new characters.
Okay.
But I love the old classic. You know, it was Wolverine, Beast, Cyclops, the Psychic Girl. I can't remember her name.
The Psychic Girl.
Jean Grey.
Oh, Jean Grey, yeah.
Phoenix? Well, Phoenix was a... Oh, never mind.
That was,
okay. Too hard to explain. All right. All
right. See, I'm a huge Wolverine fan. I like Wolverine. Yeah. But I only know X-Men from the movies. I don't know them from the...
Right. I know them more from the comic book.
Yeah, I don't know from the comic book. Another thing, anybody out there who might be X-Files fans, looks like X-Files is now very close to a two-season comeback order.
Weird.
I didn't watch X-Files. I didn't like it. Did you watch the movie?
I did.
I didn't like
it. I was a little disappointed in it.
Was it?
I love the TV shows. We watched all of them. We were.
I didn't watch the X-Files at all. Yeah, I didn't watch that at all.
I was a little disappointed in the movie. I wanted answers. I got none. Which, you know, I guess that's kind of the point. But still drove me nuts.
Okay. Also, want to say this. We went up to. Where'd we go? Went up to Castle Rock, as I said before, to watch my son in speech and debate. And so he did his thing on Saturday or Friday night, and it's always big if you get to Saturday. He got to Saturday, which was the semifinals, and so we spent the night there in Castle Rock, got a hotel there just south of Denver in Inglewood. Just didn't know what to do. We went and saw Insurgent.
Insurgent?
The second one.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen either one.
You haven't seen either one?
No.
Christine's read both the books. I like the first one. The first one. It's a YA book, a young adult book. It's much like Hunger Games.
Right.
Much like that. I thought it was, I like the first one. Basically, it's the story of an apocalyptic
future
in Chicago. And they've kind of built this wall around Chicago, and they've decided that they were going to make this a great world, almost like a...
In Chicago?
Well, yeah, they moved it. It's just outside Chicago. So what they do is they separate you into classes or factions, as they call them.
Right.
And there's factions like Dauntless and Abnegation and all kinds of things, according to... what they thought, that you do a little test. Well, if you're divergent, it means that you have a little bit of all of them. And that's not good. You should have just your own. You should be an abnegation, or you should be an erudite.
Okay.
And they're each important to the workings of the community. Well, if you're divergent, you have a little bit of all of them. And one of these girls is divergent. She reminds me of Jessica, your daughter. Every time I see her, I just can't stop thinking about Jessica. So she sounds like her, looks like her. And so what happens is, at the end of the first one of Divergent, she breaks away, and now they're going to turn against the government. They're going to turn against everybody. So the second book comes out called Insurgent. And this is kind of the idea of how all the people who have broken away are going to go now and get the leaders of the government, and we don't need to work this way. And it's a good series. Christine read the series and thought it was very good.
And you like the movies?
I like the movies.
I'll have to watch
them. I like the second one better. I like Insurgent.
Oh, okay.
Better
well, that's odd, because usually the second one's not quite as good as the first.
I like the second one, much like I like the third, or part one of Mockingjay, better than I liked any of the other.
Yeah, because I think it's finally getting down to the brass tacks, which I haven't seen that one yet.
They're not in the arena anymore. You haven't watched any of the Hunger Games?
Oh, I've watched. We've caught the first two. So what's left to watch?
The Mockingjay came out, part one and two. Part two's not out yet.
Okay, I need to catch part one then.
Part one of Mockingjay, very good. I liked it.
Yeah, I liked the first two.
I like it was better. And a lot of the times it works like that on book series.
Oh, yeah.
Simply because, as opposed to Iron Man 1, Iron Man 2, Iron Man 3, where you got to come up with three different stories.
Right, right.
Here, you actually have a story already written for you. You don't have to come up with it. And it is a continuation. So,
right.
Very good. I went and saw it. I would say go see it. Especially if you're a Divergent fan, if you've read the books, go and check it out. It's worth it. It's not a super great movie, but it's much better than Jupiter Ascending. That's for sure.
Didn't like it, huh?
Did you see it?
I saw it.
Did you like it?
I thought it was okay.
I need to rewatch it. I thought it was okay. I didn't dislike it. I just didn't look at it and think, oh, it wasn't like Interstellar for me. I loved Interstellar. Right. Have you seen Interstellar yet? Matthew McConaughey?
Not yet.
Check it out.
We was going to watch it last night, and then I wound up watching
The Blob.
I watched Heavy Metal, which is a cartoon. I rewatched that one again.
That
was from the 80s.
You watched that instead of
Insurgent.
No kidding.
I did. I'm sorry.
That's incredible.
I enjoyed myself.
I bet you did. Hey, we said last week we were going to talk about new technologies, new tech. That's a geeky thing. But new tech before. And one of the things that I wanted to bring up that I don't have for us to talk about here on the show slides. I just saw it the other day. Have you seen the new cars? They say they're about 5 years away, but they do have the prototypes out and the demos out to them. They drive themselves.
I've seen some things, not a lot.
This one was pretty neat. They said they're about 5 years away from it. Works a lot better on highways than it does in town.
Really?
Yeah. But I thought that was a cool tech thing that's out. They said they're about 5 years away from it.
They've got the ones that park themselves now.
They have the ones that park themselves. This one actually drives itself.
Wow. On existing roads, no special...
Well, I think there's probably some sort of gadgetry that they're probably thinking about putting in their sensors or whatever.
Right, that's
but
what
it
I
sends
was...
out kind of an echo type of thing, radar type of echo location
right.
Type of thing, searches. That's why it's harder in in town because it has so many things that it has to bounce off.
Yeah, it's bouncing off of buildings.
It builds its own GPS map kind of thing and then steers itself. I don't know if you have to put in, okay, this is where I want to go.
That would be cool. I don't know if I'd have enough guts to trust it, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I would always be thinking, you know what, I think I know where I'm going to go a little bit better.
I'd be thinking Terminator all the time.
I know. I'd be like screaming just as Sarah Connor.
What the heck?
We're all going to die. That's cool. Another piece of little tech that I don't have on here, but I thought I'd bring up, and I told you a little bit about it. I think it's cool. There's a couple things that I saw.
All right.
And I think it's cool, and everybody would be like, well, that's the dumbest damn thing I've ever seen in my life. But is a USB that is interchangeable, you don't have to put it in the right way. Doesn't that drive you crazy?
And hello, it's about time.
I know it.
Why didn't somebody think of this? Why are we not funding this?
Exactly.
Yes,
this should be
that.
A GoFundMe type of thing or whatever.
I believe they're also doing it with the smartphones, with the cords now.
Any way.
So you could just, and I'm hoping Apple, you're paying attention.
Yeah.
Make it so that you can just stick it in
right.
And you're done.
Exactly. That's what she said.
Not that hard.
Sorry, that was a steep, that was a Michael Scott thing right there. Sorry, Michael Scott from The Office just came back real quick. Because here's what you do with USB cords. It's always the same. Put it in, wrong. Turn it over, still doesn't work. And you know it has to be one of those two. Turn it over.
It's like you've got to have it aligned within millimeters. It's just horrible.
Here's another very, very cool thing that they're going to do.
Yes.
It is a keyboard that is adaptable to anything. You've seen like iPads.
Yeah.
You can stick the keyboard on it.
Yeah.
Here is a keyboard. You can take your phone, put it on it.
And it's a full-size
keyboard. It's a full-size keyboard. You could take your iPad, put it on there. Doesn't matter if it's an iPad. Doesn't matter if it's a Samsung notebook.
You and I were looking at that last week.
Yep.
We saw that. Yes. It was very cool.
The other thing that you can put on, you can use it just as a monitor or just as a keyboard to your computer.
Right.
Anything. You could put it on there. Doesn't matter. I think that's cool. Wouldn't it be so cool just to stick your little phone right there, be able to type away.
Right, because, hello, big fingers, trying to do that.
Exactly. Here's one of the things, though, that they did have, and I thought that it was...
is not my friend.
Two things that I want to talk about. One, it's the Apple Watch that's coming out. $549. Evidently, it does everything but cook.
Why?
Here's the thing. Do you really need the whole internet on your wrist?
It would be really tiny.
It would be. I would hope that it has some sort of a stylus that goes with it. That
good
you
point.
Can,
how do you do it?
I've
only heard about
little.
It.
It's supposed to be sleek, but in reality, the actual thing of telling time, you already put it on your phone. Nobody wears a watch anymore. They open this up and they say, you know what? It's 8:18. That's what they say.
Yeah.
Now you've got this supposedly this sleek, stylish phone that does everything, Wi-Fi, blah-de-blah-blah. It's almost as big as your phone. Why don't you just put a strap on your phone?
Don't they make the strap where you can just stick it there?
What is the big deal? But you know what? People are going to eat these things up. They're calling it the greatest thing since the iPad or the iPhone. And I'm thinking to myself, $549?
Yeah.
Here's one that doesn't even have any freaking numbers on it. It's just great. What time is it? I don't know what time it is. Here's going to tell you when the sun rises, when the sun sets. Who cares?
I would assume that's probably customizable. So that if you say, ooh, I want the really slick one with
sleek. Either one. Doesn't really matter. Yeah.
But I would think you could say, oh, I want one. I'm sure you could probably put up, you know, Mickey Mouse.
You could. Probably. I just think that
$500 to be able to do that.
$500? You can go out and buy a new laptop and just strap it to your chest for less than $549.
Just carry that around.
I understand that the whole idea of technology and new tech is make it smaller, give me access to everything. I don't know if you can talk on this thing. I have no idea. But it wouldn't surprise me. It would not surprise me at all.
What was the comic book detective that had the...
Dick Tracy. It was Dick Tracy. Yeah. But I think he has had a little antenna that came out of it. Or something yeah. like that.
Well, yeah, that was before they knew
You know, the little thing. I'm sure you can Skype on it. I'm sure you could do anything. And so that brings up the idea. And somebody had talked about that. Oh, it was a Big Bang Theory episode. They were trying – they had always had ideas and they wrote them down. Now they were trying to – okay, they got to focus. They've got to decide – what is it that they've seen in sci-fi movies that have either come true now or are close? I don't know if you know it or not, but the hoverboard is real now. There's a hoverboard.
Now, but that's the one where they have to have a metal plate, basically, right?
No,
I mean, it's not something that I can just walk out in my backyard and jump on. Or have they progressed to that point?
No, I don't. You know what? I'm going to look that up real quick because the one I saw it on... oh, I can't remember
what. Everyone photoshopped?
No.
Everything is easy.
There was one that came out that was a hoax.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what it's called, but I'm going to look it up right now because
I said, the one I saw was they had a various sizes of boards, but they had it on top of a table, and it had to stay on top of this. It might have just been a plain metal plate. I'm not sure if it was... magnetized in any way, shape, or form, but you know, and they were like, "Yeah, we're getting closer to."
I think this is called the Hendo hoverboard.
Hmm.
That's it, right there. The rise of the hoverboard. That is it.
I think that's it.
I don't think. You know what though?
Excuse me.
I don't know if it's metal. I don't know if it's magnet or what it is, but it's pretty cool. Tony Hawk wrote it. And on a half, see, there it is, right there on a half pipe. I'm going to play that right there, just for you to be able to watch. There he is. He's riding it. I don't think that's all metal. Oh, that's a skateboard right there. So there it is. I don't think that's metal. I don't know. It's pretty shiny to be metal. So
That's why they were saying, and they were talking about building these type of rooms where people could ride them. And I think it was a special surface.
Maybe it is. Maybe
I don't know if
it's
metal or...
I know what they talked about, though. They had talked about that technology and actually moving things.
Yeah.
Whether it be trains, boxes, whatever, to be able to, transportation type things.
Right.
I thought that was pretty cool. So they've got that. But if you think about it... If you go back to the first Star Trek,
right?
Communicators, you got them with your phone.
Yeah, flip them. Of course, now we're
phasers.
Doing that even.
We've got that with lasers. I mean, we don't. I don't think we
not handheld. But
we don't
we're
have handheld.
That.
But the military just showed a Navy vessel just blowing the crap out of something else with a laser.
Right, shooting down missiles.
Shooting down missiles with it. If you look. Remember, even in Star Trek Next Generation, they would always hand him the little thing, and he'd look at it, and boom, boom, boom. That is just basically an iPad.
Right.
Right there is what it is. Obviously, we can't transport anywhere. But what do you think that you've seen in sci-fi that, you know, that's the next thing? Because when you watched Back to the Future, it was, it's a hoverboard. Maybe the shoes that tied themselves. Remember that with the shoes?
Yeah. Yeah,
but as they went into the future, look, we don't have hover cars. All that type of thing has come about. You know, a lot of people say, "Oh, we went to the moon and everything. We're going to have new technology that came from the." Yeah, screw that! I didn't get anything from the moon. Where's my jetpack?
You got a ballpoint pen.
Ballpoint. Yeah.
Dang.
You know, I've got Velcro. But what the heck? Where's my jetpack? Where's my big
jetpack? I want my little Jetson car that folds into a briefcase.
Absolutely. But if you think about sci-fi movies, and especially when it goes into the future, what's next? I mean, it all seems to revolve around the internet. The iPad, iPhone, iPod, blah, blah, blah. Give me
communications,
this.
Communications, yeah. Staying in contact with people.
It's all about communication. You work in communications. You put down fiber.
Fiber optics.
Fiber optics. What's, I mean, you had said last week that you can like shoot a gazillion conversations on one piece of fiber the size of a pubic hair.
When I first started
like
working.
Isn't that it's the new pubic hair?
I don't remember
hair.
The pubic hair.
There wasn't
part,
the pubic hair. We'll have to check with CECOM because I think they've got the new pubic hair. The new pubic hair.
Oh man, don't let my boss hear this.
Internet. That's it.
Well, we originally started. You had to have two fiber optic cables, a send and a receive.
Right.
Well, then they went to where all you needed was just the one.
So that
both.
The light wouldn't crisscross.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, then now they have out where you can have one strand of fiber. You can split it 36 ways.
Really?
So it's amazing, and I'm probably way off. It might even be able to be split more because we're in a small town, so we kind of get
it,
the back end.
It always
stuff.
Seems to be about communication. Some
yes.
sort of, some sort of communication.
Yes. Knowledge is power.
Yes.
Communication transport that knowledge.
I want something else. What is it that you look at and say, that's what I want?
I want space travel. Let's get out there.
Well, we're out there.
Like
to Mars?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Would you go to Mars?
I don't know. It's like a one-way trip. I'm thinking those people are going to last a week.
Before,
we need some more
astronauts. Before you decide you want to do that, watch Interstellar.
Oh, okay.
That before you decide you want to sign up and spend $1 million to go to Mars. Because you may not want to.
Right.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe you look at it and say, that's great. We've spent money now with this whole. We shot off the first phase of this Mars or bust type of thing. It
right.
worked. We shot it. I don't know how far. Well, it was the furthest shot spacecraft since the moon landing. We brought it back. It was
right.
fine. We're gonna have to figure out how do you live for 6 months. Because it's going
to
take 6 months to get to Mars.
Yeah,
I don't
to
think
get
that's
there, and they're saying it's a one-way trip, so there's no coming back.
What the heck?
And I can't remember how many people are going.
Who does that?
Right, and you're only going with like maybe six people, I think.
Come on, why would you only go one way? What happened to the whole thing of well, we'll take the carbon dioxide, we'll make fuel. One way? That's crazy.
I did. That's just
that's
what
like
heard.
Saying
that's
we're gonna well we're gonna send you to the moon and leave you there. We're not sure if we're ever
pretty
gonna
much.
Go.
Pretty much.
Interstellar is a one way shot though. You have to watch it. You have to watch it because it's a one way shot. We're gonna take a break here in a few minutes. When we come back, we're gonna talk about something that I think is absolutely cool. It's called the Oculus Rift. It's been out they've been building it. Now they're starting to build games for it. I think it would be absolutely some people think it's of the devil.
Well,
that virtual reality is of the devil. I think it's outstanding, but you know who knows?
I
don't know.
Give it a shot.
Also, when we come back after that, we're gonna do a little game with Terry. It's called the Guess That Year. What year was that? We're gonna give him some technology, old technology. He's gonna have to come up with the year that it came out. We've got four or five things to do. We're talking tech stuff, so stay with us on the other side of the break. You're watching Nerd Wave or listening to Nerd Wave Radio. Right here on Blog Talk Radio. Stay with us.
From my heart and from my hand, why don't people understand my intention? Weird science, not what teachers said. understand mind.
Listening to Nerd Wave Radio live on Blog Talk Radio.
I do too. I'm going to bring this nerd or this weird science back. And there we go. See if it'll play it now. I like that song. I like Weird Science, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a great song.
I like it. It was a good show, too. Remember that
Yes,
show?
The movie?
Yeah, the movie.
Yes.
It was good. I liked it.
Kelly LeBrock.
Yes, absolutely.
Very hot.
One of the things we were talking about before we went on our break was new tech. And one of the new things that's coming out is called the Oculus Rift. And it's been out for a little bit. They did a whole, what the heck was that called? It's one of the crowd fundraising things. It's not GoFundMe. Shoot, it was one of the very first ones that started out.
Ooh,
anyway, it was a crowd fundraising thing, and you could put things on it and earn money. Oculus Rift did this. I think they earned like $2 million to start out their prototype. So now the Oculus Rift is out there. This came up on a news story. And an individual had gone to one of these conferences and used the Oculus Rift. For those of you who don't know what the Oculus Rift is, it is a virtual reality headgear, all of that, that takes you through different games. And, of course, when the Oculus Rift came out, everybody was like, oh, that's cool. But there were no games that you couldn't do anything.
Right,
it was like,
right.
Hey, you want a virtually reality sit in a chair? Cool. It's like I'm really sitting in a chair. It's like... And you're like, this is the greatest thing ever. And you think, you know, idiot, take it off, sit in a chair and really do that. You can do all that stuff. Now, and like I said, I found an individual who had gone to a conference. He wrote an article. Epic Games has announced a partnership with Academy Award-winning visual studio Weta Digital, which is
Lord of the Rings.
King Kong. The place down in New Zealand that Peter Jackson used all the time. They did all of The Hobbit. They did all that.
And that's where they're out of?
Weta Digital is out of New Zealand.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Another reason to live in New Zealand.
I will live in New Zealand one day, and I will walk the path to Mordor. And I will live in a hobbit hole. That's just it. I can do that. I can go anywhere.
Can.
I can go anywhere I want.
Hey, with the Oculus Rift, you could do that.
Yep. All I have to do, I have.
That'd actually be pretty cool.
I have my visa. All I have, I can go anywhere I want to, except Venezuela. I'm not allowed to go there anymore.
Kicked out. Kicked out of Venezuela.
The only place I can't go, in Cuba. That's it.
No,
but I will
think
go.
You can go there now. They've lifted
I
the.
Can.
Oh, you can.
I used to be able to, but no longer. Right. Can't go to Cuba. Can't go to Venezuela. Weta Digital now is teamed up with Oculus, and they went to this 2015 Game Developers Conference, and this guy evidently checked out this Oculus Rift. The two companies have come together for a new virtual reality experience called Thief in the Shadows, and I think uses CG assets from the film Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug.
Okay.
So evidently what happens is, and it says that Epic announced that The Thief in the Shadows is available on the GDC Expo floor. This guy was at this expo, running on the Oculus Rift Crescent prototype hardware. I'm not even sure that any of this is out yet with the Oculus Rift.
I don't think so.
I know that there. I can't even imagine how much it would cost. But evidently what he says is set in the Lord of the Rings universe with viewers taking on the role of the Hobbit thief. So Bilbo.
Right.
Obviously you're not Bilbo, but you are a Hobbit thief.
You're going to be a little dude.
It begins in a massive treasure chamber, one so large that the guy who was playing it had to crane his neck fully to see it all. Wouldn't that be cool?
Right. So anywhere. So
yeah, because I can't.
Your emotions.
I can't just say to myself, hey, I'm going to be a hobbit thief. I mean, we used to play that when we were little, not that we were hobbits, but Supermans. We put towels around our necks, pretend we were Superman, lay on the bench, and pretend like we were flying. Now, that kind of crap is real. Well, it's not real. It's virtually real.
Right.
But now you can do it. You got to get piles of coins. You got to pick all these things up. You see massive statues on either side. He said he had to physically turn around. Physically. Turn around to take it all in.
Now, is this something that you'll be able to put in your home? Because we were talking earlier that it's the one where you can actually walk. There's a platform type of thing.
Yeah, I don't know if you're on like a treadmill that will keep you from walking out into the street or getting hit. But from what I understand, Oculus Rift then works in and fits into a gaming console. That's what I'm understanding. And then it comes with a pad, a walking pad, all those types of things. I'm not sure. It's obviously still in the making, but I think this is one of the coolest things. A lot of people are like, virtual reality is horrible. That should be. But when you start playing games like that, even virtual reality, I mean, we do it anyway with simulators for pilots, all those kind of things. I don't
know. Actually, I could see where this would be a great benefit.
See,
I would think the realism would be a lot better than just the screen in front of you as you're sitting inside this goofy box thing that they have now.
And we were talking about it earlier before we went to break, what kind of Star Trek or sci-fi technology would you like to see come true? And I know what mine would be. I want a holodeck.
Oh, yeah.
That's almost there. And it's getting there, isn't it?
It's slowly getting there.
It is getting there. In fact, I just watched The Great Star Trek Next Generation episode, remember, with Moriarty when Data with Sherlock Holmes. Yeah, because they had to change the parameters of the holodeck that said, make it, I want you to, computer, create a villain that could defeat Data.
Right.
Not
which
Sherlock
made him
Holmes.
Self-aware.
Which made him self-aware. And then they came back with another episode later because he wanted to get off the holodeck. I think that would be so cool. To be able to do that. Anyway, Oculus Rift has got that. They've got this one called The Thief in the Shadows. He was talking about the coin piles are moving, gold sliding down towards his virtual reality feet. Smaug is an enormous dragon, pushed his face out of a large pile and began to swim around the coins, Scrooge McDuck style. He began to speak. All of these things are in there. And, of course, as you can see, for those of you who are watching YouTube, you can see, for those of you who are listening on Blog Talk Radio, with this virtual reality Oculus Rift face piece, kind of eyepiece that you wear, it's fairly large, covers the majority of your forehead, comes down under your eyes, plus the ears,
the headphones
that you're wearing, really puts you in that
It gives you that stereophonic sound.
Yes. And I'll bet you it's a gazillion dollars.
That's what I'm wondering. What's the price tag going to be?
Yeah. It's going to be hefty.
It's going to be hefty.
But I think that is one of the coolest things, virtual reality.
Ooh.
Outside of communication.
But think what it can do for porn.
I guess so. There you go.
The porn industry would explode.
It really would. It probably
I'm
would.
I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait.
It probably would. Just go nuts. I mean, just...
If it can be done, it will be done.
Yeah. And so this virtual reality is something, of course, obviously virtual reality is in some way going to be attached to communications. You're going to be able to now,
right.
Instead of calling, you're going to be able to actually be in the room with right. the person that you're talking to across the country or whatever.
And
so,
they may actually be like standing right there in front of you.
Standing in front of you. You get
I
to
could
see them.
That definitely happening.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm looking forward to that. That would be so cool.
Yeah,
to
I mean,
to...
we have Skype already. I mean, right. And all they're really doing is integrating Skype into a virtual reality setting.
Right. You'd have to come up with the 3D technology,
I guess,
the lighting.
Yeah. I think it's going to be incredible. The tech is bouncing just every 2 years, they're saying. Every 2 years,
right.
there's new. I mean, how far did we go between fire and the wheel, and then the wheel and TV until the microwave?
And it
now,
seems like technology now is just so fast.
Yeah,
so,
you just...
I can't snap my fingers.
Yeah, you just... I mean, they made the microprocessor, the microchip, and that was it. It was over.
Right.
We're going crazy. One of the things that we wanted to do on the show is we're going to play Guest of the Year, okay? We're going to play the Guest of the Year. I'm going to pull... Oh, you got to grab my Guest of the Year stuff here. Okay.
Okay.
Here's how we're going to do it, Terry. I'm going to give you either technology or some sort of a game, okay,
right.
Something that came out there, but most of it technology. I want you to tell me if you can guess the year that it came out. And first, this one isn't technology, but it was a real nerdy thing, and I think people still have it. What year did the Rubik's Cube come out?
Oh, boy. I'm going to say,
The Rubik's Cube. They still sell it today. Did you play with that when you were a kid? I could only get one side.
I could get one side if
that
I was lucky.
I know. Well,
apparently, though, there's a system. There's actually a system.
Well, there has to be a system.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen those people that have races.
Right.
And they're like done with the Rubik's Cube in like 22 seconds. I'm like,
right.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. That's creepy. Sure. I don't like it.
It's creepy.
It is creepy. You're like, it's like those cup stackers,
young,
man.
Well, I saw one young man. He was blindfolded.
I know.
And,
how
like
can
you said,
do,
30 seconds.
How can you do that? Obviously, except there's a system. One turn up, turn left, turn right, turn left, turn right. It's
yeah.
like doing. It's like the Nintendo when you wanted the extra game. Up, down, left, right, left, right, A, B, A, B, A, B.
Exactly.
Start,
exactly.
You know.
I'm going to say 1980.
1980 is exactly right.
Ooh.
1980. That was the easy one.
Oh, that's not good.
I've got four of them. You have got 25% of the question. Actually,
all
you've
right.
gotten 100% of the questions right so far.
Good, I'm on a roll.
What year did the Walkman come out?
The Walkman. Whoa.
Remember the Walkman with the tape?
Yeah, cassette.
Cassette, man, that was
some
huge.
Of our younger listeners will not know what we're talking about right
that's
now.
Exactly. It was a box that you carried on your hip. Remember Back to the Future when he used the Walkman to put the earphones
yeah.
over his head? And then
yeah,
you
yeah.
know what? He played a song. And do you know what that song was that he played?
It was Van Halen, wasn't
it? It was Van Halen.
I can't remember the exact
That's
song.
That's exactly right. And then he was like, I am from the planet Vulcan.
Yeah.
And then Darth Vader came from the planet Vulcan and said that if I didn't ask her out, he would fry my face or something.
Well, melt my brain, wasn't
melt
it?
Melt my brain. Oh, okay, fix that. That's right. Remember?
Yes.
George McFly.
I'm going to say 1978.
Dang, so close.
79?
1979.
Crap.
Yeah, that was so
close. I was going to go with that, and I thought, no.
That was so close. You have got, I'm going to give you that, because I'm going to give you plus or minus one.
Okay. Oh,
okay. When did the
my
first
have increased.
CD player come out?
Whoa.
And how much did it cost? And I'm going to be specific. It was the CD player from Sony. Sony was the one who came out really with the first CD player.
Right.
Not when they first come up with the technology. When did the first CD player come out and how much did it cost? What year?
1980.
I'm going to give you plus or minus one on that. So
five.
No, 1982.
Oh, see, I actually thought I was
really.
I was expecting more like 87.
No, 82. How much did it cost?
Oh, I'm going to say like $1,000.
It cost $1,000. That's exactly right. You got that right. Here's the hardest one. I think this is the hardest one. Now, I'm not talking about the way that we use it. I'm talking about the technology that they did it and they figured out we can do this. When we actually did this, when did the internet come out?
Oh.
Now, I'm not talking the internet that we have. I'm talking about when was the internet invented, and it was invented.
For the military, wasn't it?
It was invented. The first one was called ARPANET.
Yeah.
So there's ARPA and DARPA,
yeah.
You know, the American Research Project, you know, administration. They're
yeah.
the ones, ARPA and DARPA, the ones who created Velcro, that created all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And they actually sent a message from the University of California to, what was that, University of Cal, I think, something of... Santa Monica, San Bernardino, I can't remember, but it wasn't far, but they actually did it. It worked.
Was it like, Watson, I need you?
A little bit. It was a little bit like that. Then they figured out that the ARPANET.
That was the telephone for those of you playing at home.
Yes. It wasn't when ICP, TCP, all that kind of stuff. That was later on as it got built up and everything.
Right.
But when did they first find out in ARPA that the ARPANET could work?
I'm going to say 1990.
1962.
Oh, boy, was I wrong.
Isn't that amazing? I knew that you would guess. What, that is actually...
I guess I'm still thinking the internet as we started to use it, I suppose.
That's right. Right. And it's right. Not that. It's not the internet as we started to use it.
1962?
1962.
That was before I was
freaking
born.
Amazing.
Holy moly.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. Yeah, before we were born, ARPA was doing... Of course,
yeah.
ARPA and DARPA are always... on the verge. I mean, they mind control and
yeah, I'm sure they have stuff
K
now
and,
that would blow our minds.
Yeah. I mean, just all kinds of stuff that, I mean, you want to talk about nerds, you want to talk about geeks, you get to ARPA. These are the people who have
that
thought that they thought that the stuff that they have right now is the stuff that we're going to be seeing 25 years in the future.
Right.
Because you're like, everybody's walking around. It's like, man, I wish I had a transporter. And people in ARPA and DARPA are sitting there transporting themselves all over. They're taking
probably
family vacations to Paris
back and
for
forward.
Free. Boom. And they're just, wait till that comes out. ARPA and DARPA is crazy. ARPA was
DARPA.
The,
that sounds like a
ARPA was the bad one.
Something.
DARPA is the okay one now. It's the defense. So it's
oh,
okay.
ARPA became defense?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It really started under the Department of Defense. Then it became what's called DARPA, and DARPA's okay.
Yeah.
ARPA was in, they were like, hey, we need four military guys to shoot them up with LSD and see if they can fly. We're going to do this. Come on, we need people to volunteer from the military.
Yeah, but not tell them what they were volunteering for.
See what happens when we shove big giant bamboo shoots up your fingernails and then, you know, put a blindfold on you and send you off to Tijuana and see if you can
make it back.
Remote view type thing.
Yeah.
Remote viewing, that was a huge thing.
Right, right.
Still
trying to read
is.
Lines.
That was, I actually watched the show. Have you seen the show? The Men Who Talked to Goats. The Men Who Talked to Goats.
Yes.
True
yes,
story.
Yes.
Yeah. True. That was actually a thing from ARPA.
George Clooney.
Yes. That they were trying to remote view and they were trying to kill people with their thoughts.
Right.
That's the kind of crap.
Didn't he believe he could do it, didn't he?
Yes.
He was like, oh my God, I killed that guy. And
yeah.
Like, someone just got randomly hit by a bus.
Right. Those are the people who not Al Gore. Al Gore did not invent the internet. Those are the people that invented the internet.
For it, but,
and
yeah.
If you look at it, and it probably was around the late 80s or early 90s that we actually said, and we
right.
thought it was amazing.
Because I was trying to think back, you know, okay, let's see, the first time I bought the very first laptop that did the whole...
Yeah, yeah.
You sat there for 15 minutes waiting for your photo to load.
Remember, yeah. Remember, too, it was a dial-up.
And
it was like, ding, ding,
my kids hated me because it was like, get off the computer. I got to call your grandmother.
Yeah.
but Dad, I'm in the middle of a game.
I'm on the phone. Or somebody pick up the phone.
Yes.
And be like, wait, you know, and you'd be like, oh, crap.
You'd lose
click
it.
The button.
You'd lose your connection.
Ding, 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 yeah. And then it'd be like,
yeah.
And you could, there's only like five sites.
The good old, yeah.
Remember five sites yeah. you could go to. Disney World.
You know. People could afford to put their stuff on the internet.
I know it. And they were like, you can get internet connection for only $800 a month. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
And the thing that was amazing is that 28 years passed between the first time that they said, hey, look what we can do, to the actual implication. So right. Can you imagine right now what they've
so
got
from,
in their lockers?
From the dial-up, which was only about, what, 10 years ago?
15 years ago, something
maybe
like
15.
That. Yep.
I'm trying to think because I'm thinking the age of my children. So, yeah, probably about 15
maybe,
years.
Maybe, I would say between 15
now
and 20
Now we're walking
years.
Around with them on our
on your wrist. On
it's
you,
amazing
your phone.
The size, everything.
You know, they had those eye glasses. Well, I don't know what they were called. The glasses.
Yeah, the glasses.
Google glasses.
Yes, that was it.
The Google glasses. And see, just unbelievable.
Another thing, why? I don't know.
You know, I mean, here's the thing. I could pull this phone out, and bam, I'm on the internet.
Yeah, why does it have to be on my wrist?
Yeah, and before it
plus
was like...
the screen is too big.
It was like these huge... it's unbelievable. Now you can't think of doing anything without the internet.
Yeah.
You just can't think of...
Without the phone, you lose that thing, and
yeah.
I don't want to say lost, but you're just,
and,
oh, my God.
And here was the thing. Remember the days when you didn't have it? When if you were out at Walmart and somebody wanted you, you heard over the phone. I mean, they could...
Hey, Wes, please come to the customer service area. Your mother's on the phone.
I mean, you remember that?
That's, yes.
That's how people got a hold of you.
Yeah.
And now, and this is what drives me crazy. This drives me crazy. And everybody does it. Everybody does it. My mom will get so pissed off at me. I texted you. Why didn't you text me back? Why don't you have your phone?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
I do that to my wife. I call her up and nothing. It's like, it's a mobile phone. It's mobile.
I know.
You can take it with you. Wow, I left it on the kitchen table.
My brother-in-law, Scott, did that. He was like, thanks for texting me back. I didn't.
Yeah.
And I texted him back and said, you know what? I do not live to answer you on text. I'm just giving
you
him a rash.
Me that.
You're like, hey, I'm trying to call you. Where's your phone? Well, you know, I was looking at the Grand Canyon. I'm sorry. I'm on vacation. And I wanted a real experience, and I didn't think that I was.
The worst thing I hate is when you've got the phone to your ear, and you're like, what time is it? Well, let me look. Oh, my God,
where's my phone? Yeah.
Oh, here it is.
And now it's like you're the worst person ever if you don't carry around your phone. Where's your phone? I called you. I don't know. It's not. I always do. My phone sucks.
The only thing worse than the
phone. It dies like every 30 minutes. Oh. And it gets, it's going to blow up one of these days. It gets to be like 800 degrees.
They've been known to explode.
I can feel it through my pants.
Wow.
I'm like, this is crazy. I'm turning this thing off. Why didn't you answer your phone? My phone was going
to
catch it.
It's about to blow up.
It was about to blow up. I don't care. Plug it in. Plug it in. Well, you've got that phone. You need to keep that phone on your hip.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, God, the good old days when all you had to do was step out in your yard. Like, no more phone. Like, I didn't, you know, before it was.
Oh, you know, the good old days, speaking of, because when you're at work.
Yeah.
I mean, your boss in the morning said, go do this. And you went and done it. And
sure.
You didn't have to worry about it till the end of the day when he said, did you get it done? And you went, yes, I got it done. He patted you on the back and you went home. Now he calls every half hour. Where are you at? What are you
absolutely.
Doing? Are you done yet? What's going on?
It's unbelievable.
And like you said, if you don't answer, I text you. And then I called you. You didn't answer.
Yeah.
I was out of range. I'm in the middle of nowhere.
And I always tell people the same thing. They're like, why don't you have your phone? I have my phone. I texted you. Oh, don't ever think that I didn't know that you didn't text me. I know you texted me.
I ignored you.
Why didn't you text me back? I just chose not to. I didn't.
No, here's something. I'm going to correct you, and I can't help it.
Uh-huh.
You're saying texted.
I'm texting.
Apparently,
I
it's just text.
I text you.
Yeah,
it isn't
text
texted.
You. It's
huh?
not texted. Believe me, I've been corrected by my wife so many times.
I text you.
It's ingrained in my DNA
I
now.
I texted you. I text.
I texted them, and
she's like, that's not
so
how you
text
say.
Is a verb, to text.
Yes.
I text.
I guess, yes.
I text, therefore I am. Is that it?
Yes.
I text.
That's it.
Well, that's look it. That crap up.
Love that one.
Not buying that until I see it.
Well, ask your sister. She'll tell you because
I don't give a crap what my sister says. I'm not going to believe her. I'm going to look it up. She's right. She's right.
I have to believe her. I'm married to her, so
text.
I have no choice.
Well, there you go. Is text a? I'm going to say is text a verb? I'm going to put in texted. They're going to say you're an idiot. Your sister's right. Text past tense. Text past part. The past participle is texted.
So it is texted.
It is said, I thought it was fantastic that he took the trouble to text me. But the past participle is texted. What's a past participle?
What's a past participle?
Let's look that up.
I can't even pronounce it.
Do we have time? Oh, who cares? We got like 3 minutes. Here we go.
We're looking this up.
We're going to look this up. Past participle means... The past participle, also sometimes called the passive or perfect participle, is identical to the past tense form in the case of regular verbs. Texted
so you can't
is
say
correct.
Texting.
That's why I don't listen
Can
to my
we print
sister.
That print that out. I want to take it home.
Texted is a past participle, Debbie.
Oh, she's going to hear it from me.
We're probably wrong.
I don't get, yeah. I don't get to prove it wrong too often. So.
Not quite sure what a past participle is. Not that nerdy.
It's
I'm not a grammar nerd.
Off of Star Trek.
It is, but texted is actually, I always do this. If I Google it and it comes up, it's a real word. And I Google texted and it said it's a past participle. Probably only applies
that's
over
That's probably
in
not
England.
Even a real word, past yeah. participle.
Hey, here's what I want to do on Nerdwave Radio over the next couple of days. No, next couple of weeks. I don't know if it's going to be this week or next week, but we're going to pick out a movie. And we're both going to go watch it and then we're going to review it. I don't, or we're going to watch a movie. We don't have to go see it, but we're going to watch a movie. It may have already come out, but it may be one movie that we haven't seen.
Okay.
And something sci-fi, something whatever. And we're going to watch it, and we're going to review it.
Excellent.
So next week, we're going to pick out a show. If you've got an idea for us, email us at – what the heck do they email us at? Oh, I know. NerdwaveTonight@gmail.com. There it is right there. NerdwaveTonight@gmail.com. Don't forget to go on m.nerdwaveradio.com. Check out last week's show. Go to the commercial. Find out what that is. Email us, and you get to pick out one of our fancy Star Wars
yes.
Cups.
And if nobody can guess it by that point next week,
then
we
all,
will give the answer.
Exactly. And you're all just
and
dummy.
You'll be shocked and amazed.
You will be shocked and awed right there. Go out there and texted somebody.
Probably a little bit befuddled.
If you can't get a hold of us by nerdwavetonight@gmail.com, texted us. That's all you have to He texted. If I did
word.
That in the past, then I texted you.
I guess so.
If I'm doing it right now, I've got to text Terry. I'm doing it right now. Past participle? That, well, did you text Terry? I texted him. I don't
I
know.
I texted
what,
him, but he didn't answer.
He didn't answer.
He doesn't have his phone.
He's at the Grand Canyon. Next week, watch for our Facebook at Nerdwave Radio. We're going to tell you what show, movie we're going to review. It may be an old one, but it's going to be something that we haven't seen. We're going to review it and let you know what we think about it. So, Terry, for myself, for everybody here at Nerdwave Radio, stay nerdy and and check us out every Monday night, right?
Monday night at 8 o'clock.
8 p.m. Mountain Standard Time for
on
Nerd
Blog Talk Radio.
On Blog Talk Radio. We'll see you next week.
From my heart and from my hand, why don't people understand my intentions?